Today's daf is Yevamos daf Samech Tes, and we are 8 lines from the bottom of daf Samech Ches Amid Beis Ve'ema Nivala Lepasol Chai Ve'Krisos. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refor Shalema for Vadya B'Miriam Leia, Moshe Abba Ben Devora, Devora Bas Mecha, Shmuel Ben Tehila, Elazali Peshalom Ben Fega Rachel, Sar Nechama Bas Rus Malka, Baruch Ben Rachel, Chayesara Bas Yenta, Malka Miriam Bas Esther, Leia Gittel Bas Devora, and Esther Kreindl Bas Devora. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilui Nishmas, Reb Zecharia Shimon Ben Reb Yitzchak HaKoyen, and Le'ilui Nishmas, Shlomo Ben Yibod L'Chaim Toivim, Reb Chaim Doif. So, we're in the middle of a sugya. The sugya that discusses the halacha of a Bas Koyen, or even a Leviya and a Yisraelis, for that matter, who is Nivala to a Pasol. The halacha is that she becomes Pasol from being able to eat truma. Additionally, she would no longer be able to marry a kohen. And the Gemara said that the makar to this is a pasuk in Parshas Emor. It says, "Ubas kohen ki siya le'ishzar," a bas kohen that will marry an ishzar, he betrumas hakadoshim loisoichel, she will no longer be able to eat truma. Now, the pasuk pshat in the pasuk is discussing a bas kohen who, until she got married, was allowed to eat truma. However, she married a non-Kohen. Because she married a non-Kohen, she now follows the halachic status of her husband. Her husband's a czar. He's not allowed to eat truma. She too is not allowed to eat truma. Stating that, Chazal Darshan, this pasuk, that when it says, Ubas Kohen kisiya le'ish zar, kisiya means ki nivala, le'ish zar means to someone that's zar, someone that's friend, someone that's apostle. And the pasuk is saying, ki betrumas hakachim lo'isoichel, that a woman like this would no longer be able to eat truma. And this is the makar to the halacha, that a kohenes, a leviya, the Yisraelis, that are nivala to apostle, the halacha is pisalua, she's not allowed to eat truma. Additionally, she's going to be also to a guy. Now the Gemara asked the obvious questions that even if you want to accept the drasha of Chazal, but you don't see everything that you just stated, what you see is number one, a bas koyein. Number two, if she's nivala to a zar, she's nivala to a apostle, betrumas hakachim loisaychel. You don't see anything about a levi of the Yisraelis. You also don't see anything about her being aser to marry a koyein. And the Gemara answered both of those questions. The Gemara said, although the Pashup Shan and the Pasuk is talking about a bas koyein, but the words ubas koyein are actually extra. Because the context of the beginning of Parshas Emor is Emor al hakoyanim. So it's clear we're talking about Ubas Koyen. Why did the Torah have to say the words Ubas Koyen? Im Einoy Inyan, Lebas Koyen, Tneo Inyan, Leviya v'Yisraelis. So it's true, the Pasuk itself is talking about Ubas Koyen, but there's a Drosha, B'toich Drosha, that teaches us that it's true for a Leviya v'Yisraelis as well. How do you know that this halacha is not only related to Truma, which is the Pashup Shad in the Pasuk, he betrumas hakadoshim lo yisoichel, but that it applies to her not being able to marry a kohen either? So the Gemara said, I know that, kal v'choymer mi grusha. Madacha grusha was allowed to eat Truma, is not allowed to marry a kohen. So she, who's not allowed to eat truma, certainly she would not be able to marry a kohen. Freit the Gemara of Achim Mazirim Menadin, and the Gemara said a teretz gilui milsa ba'almahu, that really all the kal v'chomer is a gilui milsa, and that is that when the teretz says she's not allowed to eat truma, it means she's removed from things that are related to kedushas kohuna, and if that's true, who adin she wouldn't be able to marry a kohen either. That's where we're up, as it relates to where we ended in the previous daf. Today's daf is very much going to continue on that note, meaning continue to discuss the halacha that a kohenes, levi of Yisraelis, that a nivela to apostle, the halacha is the nalad itruma, they also become apostle to a kohen, and the Gemara is going to continue to really flesh out this halacha just from the Psukim HaTorah, dealing very much on a drosha level. Says the Gemara, ve'im a nivela l'apostle achai ve'krisos. I have a makar, ubas kohen kisiyah le'ishzar, that teaches me that a kohenes, a leviya, v'Yisraelis, a nalad itruma, now that I marry a kohen, in the event they were nivela to apostle. But it doesn't say anywhere in the pasuk what the definition of apostle is. All it says is ishzar, which, by the way, doesn't even mean apostle. What it means is someone that's not a kohen. We're darshaning that it means apostle. But who this apostle is, the pasuk didn't say. If that's the case, we have a rule. Tafasta merubah loy tafasta. Tafasta mu'a tafasta. So wouldn't it make sense to say that the pasul of the pasik is the most pasul person you could think of, which is a chayvi krisos? So the Ema says, the Gemara, maybe if she was nivala to a chayvi krisos, then the halacha is that will be the ishzar. She's going to be pasul from eating truma. She'll be pasul from being able to marry a kohen. However, if she was nivala to a pasul that's not a chayvi krisos, maybe this halacha shouldn't apply. Now, how do you know it does apply? Because that was the brisa that the Gemara brought on Amud Aleph. The Gemara said that Ager, Amoini, Umayavi, Mitzri, Va'adoimi, Kuti, Nasan, Cholul, Mamzer, all these different people, many of whom are Chayvei Lavin and Chayvei Essen even, are included in the definition of Pasul. Freak the Gemara, Mechatesi, maybe Zar means only a Chayvei Krisos. So the Gemara says, Kisiya. It says Ubas Koyin Kisiya. Now, Kisiya in the Pashup Shat means a Bas Koyin that will be married to a Zar. In the Drasha, Kisiya means Kinivala. But even in the Drasha, we're accepting that the literal meaning of the word Siya means marriage. And we darshan Hanuch the Ispu Havaya. Taf if even someone who is Ispo Havaya, meaning even someone that's not a Chayvei Krisos, even someone that if she would get married to that person, the Kedushin would be Toifis, such as a Chayvei Laban and a Chayvei Essen, as opposed to Chayvei Krisos that alav b'nei Havaya. So therefore, we know that the Pasuk doesn't only mean Chayvei Krisos, but the Pasuk means any Ishzar, any Ishpasel, even a Chayvei Lavin and a Chayvei Yasin. But now the Gemara asks an obvious question. If that's the case, meaning if you're telling me that Ubas Koyin Kisiya defines what the Ishzar is, and it means a Pasel where Kedushin would be Taifis. So if that's the case, maybe in the event that she was Nivalot to an Evi Kechavim or to an Eved, and a very important Rashi, you notice there's a long Rashi here and a long Taifis here, but Rashi says that even though the Gemara mentions Ovi Kechavim and Eved, but it's Lav Dafka Ovi Kechavim the Eved. It means all Chayvei Krisos, says the Gemara, if that's the case, maybe Lo Yilif Salu, maybe they shouldn't be Pasul at all. Meaning, if you're telling me that when it says Ubas Koyin Kisiya, Kisiya means it has to be someone that's Ispu Avaya, and that's how I know it means Chayvei Lavin and Chayvei Yasin, not only Chayvei Krisos. So the Gemara says, Faker, maybe it's only Chayvei Lavin and Chayvei Yasin, and maybe it's not true for a Chayvei Krisos, or for a Eved and a Kuti, for example, where Kedushin is not Taifis. Meaning, maybe the only time this halacha is going to be true, that if she's Nivela to a Apostle, she herself is going to be Apostle from Truma, from being able to marry a Kayin, is if the Apostle is Apostle that she could have married. But if it's Apostle that Kedushin is not going to be Taifis, so maybe in that instance, the halacha is not going to be true. Now, why would you say that? It's so counterintuitive. The Gemara says, based on the Drasha, it says Kisiya. Maybe it has to be a person that would have been Tafsi ba Kedushin, as opposed to a Chayvei Krisos where Kedushin is not Toifis, or as opposed to an Evan and a Kuti where the Kedushin is not Toifis. So the Gemara says it's true. It's a very good point. Excellent point. From this pasuk, all you see is Kisiya. You only see a Chayvei Laban and a Chayvei Essen with Kedushin is Toifis. If that's the case, how do you know that if she's Nivela to a apostle that's a Chayvei Krisos, or a apostle that's an Eved, or an Evi Kechavim, that halacha is going to be true there too? Hanuch Pasli mid Rabbi Shmuel. It's learned that from a different halacha. For something Rabbi Shmuel said, I'm Rabbi Yechon Mishum, Rabbi Shmuel, because Rabbi Yechon said the name Rabbi Shmuel, Minayin, Evi Kechavim, the Evich of Al Basi Yisrael. Val Koyenes, Filavish Paslua. How do you know that if an Evi Kechavim or an Eved was Baal Basi Yisrael, or an Akayenes, or Levio, Shepaslua, that she becomes Pasul from being able to eat Truma, or from being able to marry a Kayen. Shenema, he learned it from a different Pasik. It says, again, Parshas Emar, Ubas Kayen, Kisiye Almana Ugrusha, Vizera Einla, Vishova El Beisaveo, Vio Kinurel, Milechem Avio Toicha. So the Pasik's talking about a Bas Kayen, again, that was married to a Zar. The Allah is, as long as she's married to a Zar, she's not allowed to eat Truma. What happens if the Zar dies or gives her a get? It depends. If she has children, so she won't be able to eat Truma. If she doesn't have children, Vishova El Beisaveo Kinurel. But the Pasik says, Ubas Kayen Kisia Almana Ugrusha, no children, then she goes back from being able to eat truma. So Rabbi Shmuel Darshan, he said, Misha Yeshlei Almanus Vegeira Shimba. The only time a woman is allowed to eat truma is if she was nivala to someone to whom she could have married, someone where there was a parasha of Almanus and Gerishin. Meaning, there is a parasha of marriage. Yatsu Ovi Kechavim Ve'eved, She'en Lo'i Almanus V'Gerishin, as opposed to an Ovi Kechavim Ve'eved, where Kedushin is not Toifis. As a result, there's no Almanus V'Gerishin. If there's no Almanus V'Gerishin, so you don't have the halacha of the Shovel Beis Saviya Kinura. In other words, what the Gemara is saying is that Enochinami, from Ubasko and Kisiya Le'ishzar, you only see if she's Nivela to Apostle with Kedushin would have been Toifis. Which means you don't see Oved Keichavim Ve'eved, which means you don't see the way Rashi adds Chai Ve'krisos. How then do you know that if she's Nivala to one of those Psulim, the Halacha is also she's not allowed to eat Truma? It's learned out from a completely different Pasuk. It's learned out from the fact that the Pasuk says, Ubas Koyin Kisiya Almana Ugrusha, then Veshaval Be'Saviya Kinure, and we learn from there that if she was Nivala to someone where there would have been no Kedushin Taifas, where there would have been no Parsha of Almana, no Parsha of Grusha, in that instance is no Veshaval Be'Saviya. Meaning, at that point, she no longer will ever be able to eat truma. So the Gemara is going to ask similar questions to what it asked when the Gemara brought the original Makar. Says the Gemara, Ashkechon Kehenes, Leviv Yisraelis Minol. And this Pasuk is talking clearly about a Bas Koyin. So how do you know the same is going to be true for Leviv Yisraelis? How do you know that Leviv Yisraelis, that's Nivela to a Chavi Krisis or to a Nevi Kechavim Ve'evet, that the Halacha is she no longer will ever be able to eat truma? So the Gemara says, Kedam Rabab Omar Rav Bas Ubas. Just like Rabab Darshan, the name of Rav, different context. Could have said bas, it says ubas, that's a riboy hochanami here too. Could have said bas, it says ubas koyin. So that teaches me that it's true for Levi of Yisraelis as well. So the Gemara says, come on, Rabbi Akiva, the Darish Vavi? You mean, according to Rabbi Akiva, who's the one in Chas, who darshins Essen, he's one that darshins Vav? The Gemara says, no, filo temer rabbana, some muchach that is going according to Rabbi Akiva, kula ubas kroyeseru. The whole word ubas is a kroyeseru, because as we mentioned already, all this entire parish is talking about kayhanim, bas koyin. So we know we're talking about bas. Why would the Torah have to chaz over the word of Bas Koyin to teach me this halacha? In other words, the Gemara says this tumakiris, that's where we are right now. How I know that a Kohenis, a Levi of Yisraelis, that's Nivela to Apostle, she moving forward will not be able to eat Truma, she moving forward will not be able to marry a Kohen. Two psukim that are mentioned in Parashas Emor, two psukim that are mentioned in succession. The first pasuk is Ubas Koyin Kisiya Le'ishzar. The second pasuk is Uvas Koyin Kisiya Almana Ugrusha Veshaval Be'Saviya Kinura. The first pasuk teaches me if she was Nivela to a Kisiya, someone to whom Kedushin would be Taifas. Second pasuk teaches me in the event that she was Nivela to someone where Kedushin wouldn't be Taifas, where there's no Parashah of Almana, there's no Parashah of Grusha, because there's no Kedushin to this person. So even then, the Halacha is going to be that she no longer will be able to eat truma. Now, what was the second drasha? The second drasha is the pasuk says a bas koyin that's married to a zar. That's the pasuk pshat in the pasuk. She's not allowed to eat truma. If she becomes an almana or a grusha and she has no children, then she goes back to eating truma. Clearly imply. If she becomes an almana and a grusha and she does have children, the fact that she has children that are not koyhanim, that is going to disallow her from being able to eat truma. Now, the Gemara said that this pasuk that says, Ubas koyin kisiya almana ugrusha, in addition to the pasuk shan in the pasuk, is also teaching me a drasha. What's the drasha? In the event that she was nivala to apostle where kiddushin's not toifis, so there's no parasha of almana and gerushin, in that case, this halacha is not going to be true. Meaning, it's not going to be true that vishava el beisaviyah Kinura. So the Gemara is going to ask now that I understand the fact that there's a drasha to be made in this pasuk that it says someone that has a parasha of Amon of a Gerushin has this pasuk. Someone that doesn't have Amon of a Gerushin does not have this pasuk. The Gemara assumed that what part of this pasuk would one not have in the event that she was Nivala to someone that has no Amon of a Gerushin? She wouldn't go back to being able to eat truma. Because once she's nivela to a chayve krisis, to whom there's no aman of a gerishin, or to an evet vavi kechavim, to whom there's no aman of a gerishin, then that lach is, she automatically becomes possible from being able to eat truma. In other words, a chumra. What we're saying is that even though it says in this pasuk that there's a musik, that a bas koyin that was nivela, but could be she'll be able to continue to eat truma, but there is a time she won't be able to eat truma. In the event, she was nivela to a pasul. What type of apostle? Apostle with his no tfisas kedushin. And that's how I know she's nivela. Even to an eat tfisas kedushin, that lacha she'll no longer be able to eat truma. But the Gemara says that even if you want to exclude someone that has no amonis vegerisha from this pasuk, mehecha teisi, the exclusion is l'chumra. Maybe it's actually l'kula, counterintuitive. Maybe a woman that's nivela to someone to whom kedushin's not toifis, like in Oved Kechavim the Eved, maybe over there, the halacha is going to be that she actually has more rights to being able to eat truma. How's that even possible? So the Gemara says, Ve'eimah, Misha Yeshle Amonis Vegerishim Ba. Maybe in the event that she was nivela to someone to whom there's Amonis Vegerishim, then the halacha is ki les lezerik achlo. If she has no children, Vishava, basically she goes back to being able to eat truma, but if she has children, she will not be able to eat truma. which is what the pasuk says. But mish ein le amanus v'gerushin, and the exception then in the pasuk would be is that a man to whom did be on law amanus v'gerushin afak after isla zera. Maybe what the pasuk is saying is that even if she has children nam mitechol, she will be able to eat. Maybe the halacha is that if she was nivala to someone, that kedushin is not toifis, even if she has a child, maybe then she's still allowed to eat truma. Meaning, ordinarily, a bas kohen that has a child that's a yisrael, it impacts her ability to be able to eat truma. But the Gemara is saying, maybe that's only if it's a regular yisrael, and that's what the pasuk is saying. But if she was nivala to an eved vayvi kechavim, for example, then if she has a child, she'll be able to continue to eat truma. You know why? Rashi says one line. Maybe the child is treated like a behema ba'alma, and therefore it doesn't even shter her ability to eat truma. Because this marriage and this relationship, this union was so no shaychis, so maybe the child is actually not enough child to be able to impact her ability to no longer be treated. Meaning, if she has a zera kosher, so then maybe the zera kosher would impact her from being able to eat truma. But as asar child, not. But the point of the Gemara's kasha is that what's the raya from this pasuk? It's true, you see, in this pasuk that an eved vayvi kechavim and a chayvi krisus are excluded. But how do you know they're excluded l'chumra? That once she's nivela to such a person, she can no longer eat truma. Maybe they're excluded l'kula, not that she can't eat truma, she could eat truma. And not only that, even if she has a child from them, even then she could eat truma. Says the Gemara, imkein, if that's the case, ribuye levi of Yisrael islamale. If you're telling me that the exception of this pasuk to an eved vayvi kechavim is an exception l'kula, not l'chumra, then why did I need ubas koyin to be marbel levi of Yisraelis? Right, the pasuk mentioned ubas koyin extra. Either an extra vav or the words ubas koyin extra. And what do we say it's coming to be marba? It's coming to be marba levi of Yisraelis. So the Gemara makes azach eshman. Bishloima, if the chiddush of the pasuk is when it says alman of a gerishin, is lima'et and so you're telling me a chumra regarding a bas koyin. That doesn't necessarily imply a chumra regarding a levi of Yisraelis. Because just because you find a chumra regarding a bas koyin, maybe a levi of Yisraelis is less chumra. That's why I need an extra pasuk to be marba levi of Yisraelis. A bazak de gemara, if the purpose of the pasuk to be mamayit eved vayvi kechavim lechavi krisus is not to be mamayit them lechumra, it's to be mamayit them lekula, you're telling me that a bas koyin that's nivela to a pasul, ichzog de chakula, she could continue to eat truma. And not only could she continue to eat truma, even if she has a child through them, she could continue to eat truma. Now, if that's true for a bas koyin who's more chumra, kal v'chomer would be true for levi of Yisraelis. And if that's the case, why would the Torah have to mention Ubas Koyin to be Marbel Levi of Yisraelis? I would know it Kal V'Chomer from Bas Koyin. So from the fact that there's a Ubas Koyin that's extra in the Pasuk to be Marbel Levi of Yisraelis, that's a raya that the way you darsh in the Pasuk is Yememayit Evivavi Kechavim L'Chumra Na L'Kula. And if that's the case, we have our Makar. So the bottom line is, how do you know that a Bas Koyin Levi of Yisraelis that a Nivelo to Apostle Loishno Chayvi Lavin Chayvi Esen Chayvi Krisos Evivavi Kechavim, all these different situations that the Halacha she becomes possible for being Jewish, she's no longer allowed to marry Koyin. It's a combination between two psukim. Ubas Koyin Kisil Ishzar teaches me the halacha in the event that it was apostle to whom Kedushin's Typhus. And then Ubas Koyin Kisil Almana Ugrusha Veshaval Beisavia Kinura teaches me if she was nivela to apostle to whom Kedushin is not Typhus. But the Gemara continues. Rabbi Kiva Dame in Kedushin Typhus and Bechavi Lavin. According to Rabbi Kiva, that holds that Kedushin is not Typhus Bechavi Lavin. Umay Kisil Ishzar Kisibal. If that's the case, when it says Ubas Koyin Kisil, there's nothing to really darshan from the word kisiyah. Why? We said that, being that the Torah used the word kisiyah to teach me the halacha that koyhenes, leviv Israel says, similar to apostle, is no longer allowed to eat truma, it's mashma only if she was nivela to someone to Kedushin's typhus. So how do you know if Kedushin is not typhus? So for that, we needed a second drasha. But according to Rabbi Akiva, Kedushin is never typhus, because Rabbi Akiva holds Kedushin is not typhus b'chavi lavin. So if Kedushin is not typhus b'chavi lavin, all the psul in Kedushin is not typhus, which means the drasha of Kisi is not a drasha. It just means Kitibayel. But there's nothing really to do with this drasha. So if that's the case, I don't need a second drasha. If I don't need a second drasha, Alman of Agrusha Lamali. So why did Torah say Alman of Agrusha? Meaning, Alman of Agrusha is the second drasha. According to the Chachamim, I need a second drasha. I have the first drasha. No, the first drasha is limited to Kisi. See, a Kedushin is typhus. But according to Rabbi Kiva, Kedushin is never typhus. So if Kedushin is never typhus, why do I need Almana, Ugrusha? So it's Kedai to just speak out two things that the Rishonim speak out. Just Pashup Shan and the Gemara. Number one, is that true? According to Rabbi Akiva, every single apostle that if a woman would be nivela to would impact her ability from being able to eat truma and to be able to marry a Kohen, Kedushin would not be typhus to? It's not true. Rabbi Akiva holds Kedushin is not typhus, b'chai v'lavin. In contrast to the Chum that holds Kedushin's Toifas B'chayvi Lavin. But even Rabbi Akiva holds Kedushin's Toifas B'chayvi Essen. And if you look back at the Braisa mentioned Mitzri V'adoimi. Mitzri V'adoimi were two examples of Psulin, and these are Isser Aseh. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that a man or a woman not allowed to marry a Mitzri. It's an Aseh, it's not a Lois Aseh. And even Rabbi Akiva holds that Kedushin's Toifas B'essen. So maybe Kisiyah would only mean Mitzri V'adoimi, and therefore I need a second Rosha to be Marba, someone that has Almanus V'gerish, and as a also with Kedushas not Toifas, which according to Rabbi Akiva will be Chayvei Krisos, Eved, Vayvei Kechavim, it'll also mean Chayvei Lavin, since the Rishonim asked the Kasha. That's the first Kasha. The second thing that's just worth mentioning, and that's Toisvis Kasha on the bottom of Daf Samech Samech Beis, and that is we're asking a Kasha on Rabbi Akiva, that what are you going to do with the second Drasha? Who said Rabbi Akiva held it a second drasha? The truth is, what was the whole second drasha? The second drasha was, it says, Ubas koin kisi al mono ugrusha, vizera eimo, vishavel beisavia kinureh. The Pashup Shan and the Pasuk, you need everything, L'chayra, that was mentioned. So if you need everything that was mentioned in the Pasuk for the Pashup Shan, who said there's a drasha to be had? Rabbi Akiva has to be maskim to the drasha. And the emes is, let's back up a few steps. What was the Chachamim's drasha in the first place? Chachamim said, oh, I have a second drasha. Someone that has a man of a gerishin. You don't just make drushes. It's not frivolous. There has to be a basis for it. It has to be an extra word, extra letter, extra pasuk. What's extra over here? So Tosfos says that the Chachamim held that, you know what was extra? Why did Torah have to say that a bas kohen that was married to a zar, and then she became an almana or a grusha, that lach she goes back from being able to eat truma? It should have said either she became an almana or she became a grusha. If it says Amana, I'll know Grusha. If it says Grusha, I'll know Amana. From the fact that the Torah wrote Amana u Grusha, that's what the Gemara thought was extra. And that was the basis of the Chachamim to be able to make a drasha and to darshan and extrapolate another halacha from this pasuk. And the Gemara is so compelled by that the Gemara says, no, Rabbi Akiva, you have to be maskim to this. Meaning, you Rabbi Akiva, why did the Torah write Amana u Grusha? That's essentially what the Gemara's question is. L'chayre, everything I know already from Ubas, Koyen, Kisiyah, L'Irzar. Because according to Rabbi Akiva, Kedushin's never Toifas. So when it says kisiyah, what does it mean? It means kitibayah. So I know everything I need to know from this first drasha. Meaning the first 20 minutes of today's daf, according to Rabbi Akiva, is not negeya. Because it was all based on akasha. Maybe there's a chiluk between Chavi Krisus, Chavi Lavin. According to Rabbi Akiva, there is no chiluk between Chavi Krisus and Chavi Lavin. Elamai, so I don't need a second drasha. If I don't need a second drasha, why did Torah write Almano Grusha? That's essentially the Gemara's question. In other words, Almano Grusha Lamali, which again, with the Hezbra of Tosfos on the bottom of Samech Hezbra Beis, is really a question just according to Rabbi Akiva. Why did Torah write Almano Grusha? And the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Almano Lahachmer Oleh, Ugrusha Lahakal Oleh. Torah wrote Almano to be Machmer, and Grusha to be Mekel. Almano to be Machmer to teach me that if a Bas Koyin marries a Yisrael, and she has a child from the Yisrael, L'chumra, she can no longer eat Truma. A Grusha Lahakal Oleh to teach me that if a Bas Koyin was married to a Koyin, out to a Yisrael, and then she became a Grusha, but she had no children, she's allowed to eat Truma. Why is it a Chiddush? Why is Almana lahachmer a chiddush and grusha lahakel a chiddush? Mar says vetzrichok diash min Almana, because had we only had Almana, me at the turn I mentioned the word about grusha, so I would have thought Almana who the leslei zera achlo. I would have thought Almana in the event that she has no children, she goes back to being able to eat truma. Why mishum the chazal laguna? Because he's allowed to marry a koyin. Aval grusha loy chazal laguna, but a grusha is not allowed to marry a koyin. Imafik after leslei zera leach. I would think that even if she had no children, she's never allowed to go back to eating truma. So the Torah had to write grusha to teach me that in the event that she has no children, she goes back to eating truma. Again, being that now a grusha is not allowed to marry a koyin, very reasonable having me to think that maybe she can't eat truma either. Kamash when she could eat truma. Yes, mina grusha. And had it only said grusha, never said amana, I would have thought grusha hudachi isla zera layachl. Maybe only a grusha in the event that she does have children, then the halach is she's not allowed to eat. Because really, ala rishayna mana mitzarin that she's ever allowed to eat truma. Why? Because really, she's not allowed to marry a guy. Kamash malon that if she has no children, she's allowed to eat truma. Okay, but if she has children, I understand. It's only a grusha that can. Aval amana, the chazi. But Amanu, who's allowed to marry a Koyin, Ema, I would have thought, even if she has children, maybe she could always eat Tzricha. Therefore, said Rabbi Akiva, the Torah had to mention Almana and had to mention Grusha. There's nothing extra over here. Everything according to Rabbi Akiva is learned from the first pasuk, Ubas Koyin Kisiyah Le'ishzar, Betrumas HaKachem Le'isoichel. Aye, isn't there a Ribuy in the second pasuk? No, Pashin and Pshat Tava in the pasuk. The Torah had to mention both Almana and Grusha. Moving along, the Eima says the Gemara, Nivala l'apostola, when we say that a Kohenis Levi of Yisraelis, that are Nivala to apostle, so the halacha is that they're no longer allowed to eat truma, says the Gemara, maybe it should include Af Machzeh Grushasa. It should even include Machzeh Grushasa. So what do we know about Machzik Grishasai? So Rashi says, Alama Tanya Ba'acholets, the Gemara doesn't speak this out, but why did we learn earlier in the Masechta, in Perek Acholets, that in the event that a person would be Nichshel in Machzik Grishasai, it wouldn't impact her ability to be able to eat Truma? What's the Kasha? L'chaira, every apostle is included. So anytime she's never led to apostle, she's no longer allowed to eat Truma. So even if it's a Machzik Rishasi situation, you should have the same exact halacha. So Gemara says no, because what's the Makaru Bas Koyin Kisiya Le'ishzar? Le'ishzar Amar Achmana, which means Misha Zar Etzlameikar. This is a man that was always Zar. Lafukehai, as opposed to this person, the way Zar Etzlameikarahu. He wasn't always a Zar. Meaning, once upon a time, they were actually married. So clearly, he wasn't always a czar. Then, he gave her a get. She married somebody else. Now, already, he became an czar. True, but czar means czar meikara, and therefore, Machzik Rishasai is excluded from this halacha. The Gemara asks another kasha. Ihachi cholol, the last czar who loy lifsa. A cholol was included in the halacha. Instead of Bas Koyen, Levi of Yisraelis, that was nivola to a cholol, so the halacha is, she becomes pasul. L'chaira, what's the problem if she was nivela to a chala? Now, what's a chala? A chala is, for example, if a kohen marries a grusha, has a child, the child is a chala. A manel kohen gadol, have a child, the child is going to be a chala. Now, there's no halacha that says that you can't marry a chala. A chala, really, in the worst case scenario, is a czar. We're going to see later in the week, the Gemara is going to get into some of the sugis related to a chalal, a very important gemara in the Afayin Dalet, that gets into the lumdus of a chalal. But a chalal is not a posel. He's posel klapi dine kohuna. He can't do the avoida, he can't eat truma. He's treated like a czar for all intents and purposes. Obes nishta mamzer, nishta nosin. He's not an adumi, he didn't suddenly become an amoini. He's just not a kayin, but l'chayr is not an apostle. Now, if the makar that a woman that's nivela to apostle is because ubas kayin kisiya le'ishzar, so frek the gemara, l'chayr, a chalal is not a zar. So gemara says, it's true, but amakar, it's learned off in the following drasha. It says, lo yichalal zare ba'amov. The exact context is, this is going to be important in a minute, it says, again, Parshas Amor, Almana Ugrusha v'chalol azoynes eilu lo yikach, kiim besulim eyam avikach isha, so Kohen Gadol, we're talking about a Kohen Gadol, is not a married Almana, not a Grusha, not a Chalolo, not a Zoyna, and then it says, v'lei chalol zaroi ba'amov, ki ani Hashem mikadish, ki ani Hashem mikadshay. So it says that if a Kohen Gadol is going to marry any one of these people, he's going to give birth to a child, the child is going to be in Gachol. But it says, v'lei chalol zaroi ba'amov. And we learn from here, makish zaroi loy. We makish him to a zera, meaning the child is going to be a chalal, but it says lo yichalal zaroi. Zaroi means his child. So in the word zaroi is zera shaloi. It's him and the zera. So what do we say? Mahu poisno av zaroi nami poisel. That just like if a kohen gadol, for example, would marry an almana. That's one of the examples of Leichal Zar Ba'amav, that's what it's referring to. So if he would marry an Amono, so what's the halacha? The child would be a cholol. And not only that, it would make the Amono into a apostle from being able to eat Truma. So too, Zaroi Nami Poisel, the child is going to have the same halacha. So the Leichal Zar Ba'amav, Makish Hu Lezaroi. We learned that just like the Amono himself, just like the Kohen Gadol himself passes the Amono, so too the Kohen Gadol's child, that a cholol will also passel. In other words, a cholol, even though he's taken not an ishzar, and he's not really apostle, but at the same time, there is a special halacha that if a woman is nivala to a cholol, this woman moving forward is going to be apostle from being able to eat truma. Says the Gemara, Nachakasha. The Ema Mishas Havaya. The halacha is that if a woman is nivala to apostle, the whole list of psulim, but if she was nivala to apostle, then the halacha is she's no longer allowed to eat truma. Frey the Gemara, maybe it's only Mishas Havaya. Maybe it's only if she was married. And by the way, not only if she's married, maybe Bishas Havaya. Maybe it should all be Tali in the Kedushin. What would be the Makar to that? Ubas Koyin Kisiya Lizar. If that's the Makar, Siya means it was Kedushin. Doesn't say Kiti Bail. It says Kisiya. So if that's the case, maybe what it really depends on is Kedushin. Who said it has anything to do with Bia? Maybe it should be Tali in Kedushin. So the Gemara says, Dumi the Kohen Gadol Ba'almana. No, we say that it has to be Dumi the Kohen Gadol Ba'almana. My Kohen Gadol Ba'almana Bibia. Just like Kohen Gadol Ba'almana is Bibia. Afhainami Bibia. So what does this mean? Dumi the Kohen Gadol Ba'almana. Why should it be Dumi the Kohen Gadol Ba'almana? son. If the makarta our sugi is ubas koyin kisiel ishzar, why should it suddenly have to be dumi to koyin gadabal mano? So really, in order to fully appreciate this, we would have to know Gemara Masechtas Kedushin, Gemara that the Rishonim here quote. But in the Gemara Masechtas Kedushin, it's mavur. The Gemara learns that from the pasuk v'leichalol zari ba'amav ki ani Hashem mikadshay, the pasuk we just mentioned. The pasuk that's referring to a kohen gadol to an amana, or a kohen to a grusha, or kohen gadol to a grusha, kohen gadol to a halal, or kohen gadol to a zayna, in the event that he has a child, lo yichal zar ba'am, if the child is going to end up being a halal, we learn from that pasuk as well that if there was a bia, the halach is she's going to be pasul now from being able to eat trum. In other words, there's another makar. We're learning a sugya trying to find a makar. There's really another makar that our sugya never mentioned. It's a sugya that it's a makar that our sugya just referenced. In fact, Tosfos Dibra Maschul Ushneim Loy Lamdua asks that if the Gemara knew about another makar, and really it's from a Gemara Masechtas Kedushin, so why do we even need our sugya? Why can't we just rely on that makar? But the bottom line is that there is another makar. So in the parsha of Kohen Gadol and Almana, you see this halacha as well. Now, by Kohen Gadol and Almana, it doesn't say anything about Kedushin. It doesn't say Ubas Koyen Kisiyah. There it says Leichal Zar Ba'amav. Leichal Zar Ba'amav sounds like there's a child. Child means it was a Bia. So if that's the case, obviously there was a real Bia over there. So Zakhti Gemara, that Dumi, the Kohen Gadol Ba'amana. Meaning it's true, the Imakar of our Sugi, which is Zichr, the Ikar Makar, is Ubas Koyen Kisiyah Lezar. But the Torah mentioned this halacha in another place. Where is it? In the sugya of Amman al-Kohen Gadol. And over there, it doesn't say Kisiya Faker. There it says Zara in that pasuk. Zara means Nizabiyah. So we learn from there that just like over there, it's Bibiyah. Here too, it's also Bibiyah. So the Gemara says maybe the two Makarish should complement each other. Ubas Kohen Kisiya Lishzar means there has to be a Kedushin. And then Loichal Zar Ba'amov means there's a child. That means there has to be a Bia. So maybe in the Bible, the Gemara says no. The Gemara actions a Chais. Dumyu the Kohen Gadol of Amman. No, because at the end of the day, one of the Makarish doesn't say one word about Kedushin. All it says is Zari. And Maklin Gadol Ba'amana, Bebiya L'chuda, all there was a Bia, Afainami Bebiya L'chuda, so to hear, it's going to be Bebiya L'chuda. So even though there's two dots, don't let them mislead you, the Gemara is continuing now really on the same thing. Now going back to Amud Aleph, where the Gemara had brought this Braisa. The Braisa says that Kehanis Levia the Israelis that were Nivela to Apostle, a whole array of Psulim. The halach is they become possible being able to eat truma and from ever being able to marry a Kohen. So the Gemara brought the Tanakama Shita, which is the Shita we've been talking about up until this point. And then the Gemara brought two additional Shitas, rather cryptic Shitas, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. The Gemara from here until the Mishnah is going to discuss those Shitas. Rabbi Yossi said, Kol she zarei posel, posel. Kol she in zarei posel, in a posel. I mean, it's not true that any time, okay, Enes Levi of Yisraelis, a Nivela to a posel, that Lachis, she automatically becomes posel. It's only if this posel was someone that his zera, his children are going to be posel. But if that posel is azar sort posel, that when he has a child, let's say with this Kohenis Levi of the Israelis, just to make it simple, that child is going to be a kosher, so then his halacha is not going to be true. So the Gemara says, my ikar ben tana kama the Rabbi Yossi, what is Rabbi Yossi really arguing, right? It's not clear what Rabbi Yossi means, so hopefully this will bring it out. So what is the nafkamina between Tanakam and Rabbi Yossi? Meaning he b'yisoydoi holds of the Tanakam. So everything we've learned about, all the different Makairis, Luchuri he agrees with. It sounds like there's like a knetch that he's saying a little different. So the Gemara wants to know what that even is. I'm Rabbi Yochan said, Mitzri sheni, v'adoimi sheni, ikabeinayu. The nafkamina would be, in the event that the apostle was a Mitzri, he was an adoimi, but he was a second generation Mitzri, a second generation adoimi. Now the truth is that the sugyas of Mitzri and Adoimi are sugyas that we are going to learn Be'ezus Hashem in the next parak. So really in the next week or so, we're going to get more into this. But high level, the basic pasuk in the Torah is that not all Geirim were created equally. And there are converts from certain nations where the Torah said that even though the Geiris is a Geiris, but at the same time, Lo Yovei B'Kal Hashem, they're not allowed to necessarily marry it. In some cases, never, like Amon Umayav, and some cases, not for a short period of time, such as the Mitzrim and the Adumim. The Mitzrim were not allowed to marry into Klal Yisrael until there was already a third generation. So, a Mitzri was Megayer, he's a Mitzri Rishon. His child would be a Mitzri Sheini. Zeinuka would be already a Mitzri Shlishi. So the Mitzri Shlishi is already Mutol Lave B'Kal Hashem. The same is true for the Adoimi. So the Gemara said, Rabbi Yochanan said, they want to know what the Nafkimi between Rabbi Yochanan and the Chachamim was. What happens if this woman be Nivela to a Mitzri Sheini or to a Adoimi Sheini? Would it be Mutter? Would it be Aser? According to the Tanakhama, it would be a problem. At the end of the day, she would become a Apostle. According to Rabbi Yossi, it wouldn't be a problem. You know why? Because if they would have a child, this child wouldn't be a Mitzri anymore. Because the child would be a Mitzri Shlishi, and a Mitzri Shlishi is Mutter. So Kol Shezarei Posel, Posel. That's the halacha. And being that over here, Zari is not Posel, therefore he himself is any Posel. I mean, if she's Nivela to a Mamzer, the child's Eichat a Mamzer. But over here, if she's Nivela to a Mitzri Sheni, the child would be a Mitzri Shlishi, therefore it's not going to be a problem. The Gemara says that what's the Makar to the two Shitas? Ushneim Loi Lamdua Elimi Kohen Gadol. They both learned it from Kohen Gadol Be'al Mono. Tanakam is Sover. We just said that one of the Makaris to this halacha of Nivala to Apostle, that she becomes possible from being able to eat Truma, is the parasha of Kohen Gadol to Almana. Okay, Kanakama held, not Kohen Gadol Almana should be Yaseh Ba'Aveira, Upoisel, Kohen Gadol Almana is a B.S. Aveira. And what's the halacha? She becomes possible. No, I'm not, Upoisel. End of the day, she was Nivala to a Mitzri Sheni, to a Doimi Sheni, something she wasn't allowed to do. It was a B.Apsul. If it was a B.Apsul, she's going to be possible. Rabbi Yossi said, Rabbi Yossi holds Kohen Gadol. And it has to be Mamish Dumya to this case. The case of Kohen Gadol Almana, where it says, Le'ichal Zarban, which is one of the curses to this halacha. A Kohen Gadol that has a child with an almana, the child is going to be posel. The child is going to be a cholol, and a cholol himself is a posel. So it's only then that it's going to be posel. Of course, Zarei posel, posel. So if you have a similar situation, it's going to be a problem. Afugi Mitzri Sheni, as opposed to a Mitzri Sheni, the Ein Zarei posel, where the child will be a Mitzri Shlishi, as a result, wouldn't be possible. The Chsiv, Bona Masher, Yivodu Lahem, Dar Shlishi, Yavu Lahem, Bekal Hashem, it's already a Dar Shlishi, and by a Dar Shlishi, it's not a problem, and therefore, it's going to be excluded. The third sheet that was mentioned on Amud Aleph was Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav Shimon Gamliel also spoke a little cryptically, and he said as follows, I agree with the premise. Okay, Hennes Leviv Israel is similar to a Apostle's Nalad Yitrum. However, Kol Shat Noisei Bitoi, anytime you would be able to marry his daughter, at the noise almanos, you'd be able to marry his almana. The cholsha in at the noise bita, if you can't marry his daughter, you at the noise almanos, you can't marry his almana either. So the Gemara says, what exactly is the sheet of Rav Shimon Gamliel? And what's the difference between Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Yossi? Right? It's not clear what he's saying. Might it could be Rabbi Yossi, the Rav Shimon Gamliel, Amar Ula said, Ger Amoini Umayavi Ikabena. Nafkamina would be in the event that you have an Amoini Umayavi, a Ger. Okay, he's a yid. However, the halacha is lo yavi b'kal Hashem. He came and he was megayer, and now she was nivela to this person. So, according to the Tanakhama, she was nivela to apostle. According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, that's what he's being mechandish. She's not considered to have been nivela to apostle as relates to this halacha that she won't be able to eat shruma. Says the Gemara, shnei lo yilamdu al mikayin gadol b'amana. Again, it both came from how you understand. How do you define amana l'kayin gadol? Rav Yossi holds makayin gadol b'amana shazari apostle l'paisel. Just like amana l'kayin gadol, where it's zari is apostle. The child is going to be possible. Of course, it's our possible possible. Right? Very simple. Shim Gamliel Savar. Shim Gamliel has his kinesh. Makan Gadol Amana Shekhol Zari possible possible. Amana Kan Gadol. Every child, doesn't matter what the child is. Doesn't matter if the child is a boy or a girl. Either way, the child is going to be a possible. Of course, Af Shekhol Zari possible possible. So, to any situation where all children, Zcharim or Nekevis will be a problem. Lafuki Amoni Mayavi, as opposed to Amoni Mayavi, the Ein Kol Zare Pasul, where not all the children would be Pasul. Dama Amar, Amoni Vloy Amoidis, Mayavi Vloy Mayavis. If an Amoni would have a daughter, such as, or a Mayavi would have a daughter, such as Ros, but the point is, Amoini having a daughter would be such as Nama, right? Nama Amoinis and Ros HaMayaviyah, so then the halach is they actually would not be Psulim. So Amoini and Mayavi are unique, that they're Psulim, but not all their children are Psulim. Therefore, it's not Dumya Tamana L'Kan Gadol, therefore it's excluded, and therefore we go weiter. So again, we're continuing to discuss these halachas of Truma. And on that note, the Mishnah says, Ha'oines v'hamefata v'hashoita. Loi poislim v'loi machilim. So what does this mean? Mishnah says, if you have a bas koyein that was nivela to a Yisrael, however, she wasn't married to the Yisrael. She was just nivela to a Yisrael. Yisrael kasha, not one of the psulim that we've been talking about, but rather to a Yisrael kasha. Yisrael kasha was ma'aneser. Yisrael Kosher was mefat to her. So the halach is like poislin. It doesn't make her possible being able to eat truma. If she's married, ubas koyin kisiyah le'ishzar. Yeah, she was married, so now the halach is, she's no longer allowed to eat truma. However, if all it was oynes a mefata, then it's not going to be a problem. Additionally, v'lay machilin. If you have a bas Yisrael who is nivela al yedei oynes a mefata to a koyin, so you don't say, oh, she was nivela to a koyin, be a znus, so therefore now she'll be able to eat truma. It's only if she's married. Why? If she's married, she's kinyan kaspoy. She's kinyan abaye de kesef. But if she wasn't married, there was no kinyan kaspoy. If there was no kinyan kaspoy, so in that instance, you're not going to have this halach. Incidentally, the Rishonim speak out that this Mishnah is doleika Rabbi Loza. Rabbi Loza holds pane abala pnuya asua kezaina. So if pane abala pnuya is asua kezaina, and therefore the halach is she's not allowed to marry a kohen anymore. So you would think, if that's the case, she shouldn't be able to eat truma either. The pasha, the Mishnah is going doleika Rabbi Loza. We don't paskin like Rabbi Loza, like we've seen already a bunch of times. So that's what it means when it says "oynis v'mefat lo yipoisel lo machilin." What does hashoyta mean? It means if a shoyta marries bas Yisrael, and the shoyta was a kohen, so ordinarily a bas Yisrael that marries a kohen, she's kinyan kaspi of the kohen, therefore she's allowed to eat truma. But being that there's no kedushin by a shoyta, nishmi deiraisa, nishmi derabanan, so for that reason it has no impact on her ability to eat truma. And the same is true in the reverse. In the event that you had a bas kohen that marries Yisrael, and the Yisrael's a shoyta, the kedushin is not taifis, and if the kedushin's not taifis, it's nothing, it's not chal, not even midrabanan, so therefore the halach is she will be able to continue to eat truma. And that's in contrast to what we saw in the previous Mishnah regarding a cheresh. A cheresh, the Mishnah said, is poislin v'loy machilin. And the reason it's poislin is because it's a marriage with Rabbana. Because it's a marriage with Rabbana, it does impact the ability to eat truma. As opposed to a shaita, is loy poislin, loy machilin. It's nothing. And the reason is because even with Rabbana, the marriage is not a marriage. Continuing, vim einon ru'uyin lava b'yisrael, harei elu poislin. In the event that this bas koyin was nivela to someone that's not roi lava b'yisrael, so the halach is she will no longer be able to eat truma. Now, if this halacha sounds familiar, it's because it was the topic of today's daf and the topic of yesterday's daf. In fact, if you remember, just kedai rechazer, it's only yesterday's daf, but in yesterday's daf, the Gemara actually asked the kasha, because it was machlokes abaye v'rava, had to learn the Mishnah on Samach Zayin Amud Beis. When the Mishnah says, uben tesha shon v'yoy mechad, poisn v'lay machilin. Rava learned that the Gemara means, in the event that a bas koyen was nivala to a posel who's 9 years and 1 day old, so the halach is it's going to be posel, and certainly it's right. And the halach is she will no longer be able to eat truma. Faith the Gemara, the way Rav explained the Mishnah, isn't it this line in the Mishnah? Vim einon ruin lavi b'yisrael harei elu posel. That was the Gemara's kasha, and the Gemara said trei gavni psuli katani. That the Mishnah on Samach Zayin Amud Beis means one type of posel. This means another type of posel. Machlekes Rashi Tosfos, which Mishnah means which type of posel? But again, this is something that the Gemara already addressed. Continuing, Ketzad hayi Yisrael sheba al bas koyen. If a Yisrael was ba'an a bas koyen, so the halach is toichal b'truma. So the ketzad is going back, last Rashi, on the first two words of the Mishnah. Ha'ines v'mefata. So we're talking about where a bas koyen was nivela to Yisrael ayidei oines v'mefata, or a bas Yisrael was nivela to a koyen ayidei oines v'mefata. And the Mishnah is explaining it. So if Yisrael was bought on a bas koyen, oynes v'mefata, the halach is toichal b'truma. She's allowed to eat truma. Even though a bas koyen that's married to Yisrael is not allowed to eat truma, but if she was only nivela, oynes v'mefata, she would be allowed to eat truma. Ibra, if she became pregnant from this Yisrael, loy toichal b'truma. Now already, the halach is, she's not allowed to eat truma. Because now there's an uber is poisel v'loy meichel. We saw that also in the previous Mishnah. So being that there's an uber over here, the uber is going to be poisel. Even though the uber didn't come through marriage, that doesn't matter. The end of the day, there's an Uber is poisel. Nechtach Uber b'meyeh. What happens if she miscarries the Uber? Then teichel, then she goes back. She's allowed to eat. Again, koyen sheba al bas Yisrael. In the event that a koyen was ba'al bas Yisrael, that's the reverse case. Loi teichel b'truma. Even though she was nivela to a koyen, that loch is she's still not allowed to eat truma. Okay, Ibra, if she got pregnant, vaita loi teichel. She's still not allowed to. Why? She has a Uber, that's a Kayin, because the Uber is Loy Meichel. Yolda, if she had a child, then Teichel. Then already she will be able, even though the child came through Oymas and Mefata, right, it came out of wedlock, but it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, she has a child. In fact, the Mishnah makes the observation, Nimtza Koyche Yishol Ben, Godol Mishalav. It's going to come out that the Koyche, the Ben, is Godol Mishalav. Because in this case, the father didn't have the ability to be Meichel or Betruma, because she was never married to the father. All it was Oymas and Mefata. And Oymas and Mefata is not Meichel or Betruma. The child However, that came through the Einus HaMafata is able to be Michael or Betruma. So it comes out that the Koyach of the Ben is Kadol from the Koyach of the Av. It's an Akshadari, right? Sometimes it works in the reverse order, and that's why the Mishnah is making a point of it. That you see over here that even though the father could have been Michael or Betruma, but the child is able to be Michael or Betruma. Ha'eved poisol mishum biya, ve'enei poisol mishum zera. An Eved. So, Bas Yisrael, that's nivela to an Eved. So the halacha is she's no longer allowed to eat Truma. Which again, very much the topic of today's daf. However, the enei poisel mishum zera, but an eved would not impact a woman's ability from being able to eat truma. So an eved mitzad his bia would impact a woman from being able to eat truma. She'll be considered a nivela to apostle. Doesn't matter if she's a kehenes, a levi, a v'israelis. She's nivela to apostle. She can't eat truma anymore. So even if it's an eved, that's going to be the case. However, mishum zera, an eved would not impact the ability to eat truma. Now, would a zera impact someone's ability to eat truma? Shenei Molot does. A bas koyin that's married to a Yisrael, if she has a child from a Yisrael, she doesn't go back El Beis Aviyah. A bas Yisrael that's married to a koyin, if she has a child from the koyin, even if she becomes an Amon or a Grusha, she's allowed to continue to teach Truma. So what we're saying is an Eved, as it relates to being defined as Zera, would not have the ability at all to impact Truma. Someone says, Ketzan, what's the case? Bas Yisrael, the koyin, bas koyin, li Yisrael. Whether it was a bas Yisrael to a koyin, a bas koyin, li Yisrael, in either case. The Yodei Menu Ben, in the event that a child was born. So Abbas Yisrael married a Kohen, they had a son. Abbas Kohen married Yisrael, and they had a son. So far, everything is fine. V'alach HaBen, and then the son went, and he did an Aveira. V'nichbash ala shichfa, and he went, and he did an Aveira with a shichfa. Rashi says, Nishfach is really a, Nichbash is a Lashon of Tashmish, it's a Lashon Gnai, Rashi says. So he went, and he was with a shichfa, v'yolda heimenu ben, and had a son through the shichfa. So what's the halacha? The shichfa has a son, right, so the son has a din of an Eved. So the halacha is an Eved. The child is going to be an Eved. Okay, so says the Mishnah, I'll show you now how this Eved is not going to impact the laws of Truma. In the event that the Eved's father's mother was the Bas Yisrael, meaning the case where the Bas Yisrael married the Kohen, had a son, and then the son married a Shifcha, and it was nichvash ala shivcha, and had a son that was in Eved. So ordinarily, a Bas Yisrael that's married to a Kohen, in the event that she has a child through this marriage, so she's allowed to continue eating truma, even if she's no longer married to the Kohen. And by the way, you see in this Mishnah, that when it says child, it doesn't just mean child, it can mean an enokal also. But in this case, being that the enokal is an Eved, loy toicha b'truma, she can't eat truma. An Eved is not mezakeh, the Baba, in this case, for being able to eat Truma. And the same is true in the reverse order. Bas Koyin li Yisrael. If it was the case where the Bas Koyin married Yisrael, they had a son. Then the son went, was Nichvash on a Shifcha, and had a son that was an Eved. So it comes out now that this Bas Koyin has an Einikol, that's an Eved. So you would have thought maybe that Einikol that's an Eved would disallow her from being able to eat Truma. Kamash won't take up a Truma. She's allowed to continue eating Truma. Continuing. Mamzer Poisel and Michael. So what we just said is true for an Eved. An Eved is Einoi Poisel. Right, he can't be poisel, he can't be meichel. A mamzer is the reverse. A mamzer is poisel umeichel, meaning the mamzer is considered a regular child, even though he's a mamzer, but at the end of the day he's a child, and as it relates to these halachas, the mamzer would be poisel, would be meichel. He's considered zera in the parasha of Emor, in all the sugis that we're learning right here. Ketzah, it's again just the case. Bas Yisrael, the Kohen. Bas Yisrael was married to a Kohen, or Bas Kohen to Yisrael. Bas Kohen was married to Yisrael. Yolda, he meant a Bas. And she had a daughter. So not a son, a daughter. And the daughter went and married an Eved or an Oved Kechavim and had a child. Now what's the halacha if a Bas Yisrael marries an Eved and an Oved Kechavim? So we know this is one of the biggest sugis in Shas. We touch on it in the raid, Dar Yavish, from time to time. But one man damer holds the child is going to be a mamzer. Our Mishnah is of the opinion, l'chura, that the child is a mamzer. So the halacha is a mamzer. In this case, the child is going to be a mamzer. So you have a Bas Yisrael that married a Kayin and ended up with an enokal mamzer, or Bas Koyin married Yisrael, ended up with an enokal mamzer. So Zok the Mishnah, this mamzer is a vlad. Dos is shoyin zera, meaning hoysa im imoy Bas Yisrael a koyin. In the case where it was Bas Yisrael that married a koyin, had a daughter, and then a mamzer was born from the daughter, so then the halacha is taicha b'truma. A Bas Yisrael is allowed to eat truma even if she's no longer married to the koyin, as long as she has an enokal from the koyin. In this case, she has an enokal. Aye, the enokal that she had is because Nebuch, her daughter, married an eved, had a child that was a mamzer, ayir. But at the end of the day, a mamzer is a child, and the mamzer is meichel. And the same is in the reverse. Bas kohen li Yisrael. In the event that a bas kohen married a Yisrael, had a daughter who married an eved, who had a son, that's a mamzer. Lamaisa lo yitoicha b'truma, because that's halacha about a bas kohen. A bas kohen that's married to Yisrael and has a child, marriage is terminated, she's no longer allowed to eat truma. Mish concludes with one more case that we'll see more about in tomorrow's daf. We'll just go through this quickly. Kohen gadol, a kohen gadol, pamim shu paisel. It's possible even for a kohen gadol to disqualify his mishpacha from being able to eat truma. Case of bas kohen li Yisrael, a bas kohen that was married to Yisrael. The elderly man of bas had a daughter, like the previous case. V'holcha bas v'nisus l'kohen, and then the daughter went, didn't marry an eved, but he married a kohen. The elderly man of ben and had a son. Hareza roi li is kohen gadol, right? This child could be a kohen gadol. Oymen u'mishamish l'gabim mizbeach. Can be oymen u'mishamish l'gabim mizbeach. And therefore, meichel es imoy, he'd be meichel his mother, upoisel emimoy, but would disqualify his grandmother from being able to eat truma. What does this mean? We'll wait for tomorrow. So you say meres. In other words, what comes out is, it's very possible that this woman is going to say, loike b'ni kohen gadol. Rashi, lo yirbu kamoisai, no one should be like my son, the kohen gadol. She upoislanim in a truma, because might be a nice guy, but lamaisa, he's impacting my ability from eating truma. Let's just start the Gemara. Tanina lahadu tanu rabban, because otherwise we're going to have a lot of ground to make up tomorrow. And tomorrow we have to start Perek Aro. So zok the Gemara, l'chura, this Mishnah is a raya to the following braisa. The Mishnah said that in the event that a bas koyein would marry a shaita, so the halacha is she'd be able to continue to teach truma. And that was a contrast to what we saw in the previous Mishnah regarding a bas koyein that marries a cheresh. The halach is she would not be able to eat truma anymore. The reason is because tekinu rabbana nesu'in, at least mid rabbana for a cheresh. But for a shaita, there's no nesu'in at all. So the Gemara says, that's azay shteit nun zir mishnah, right? And this supports the following price. The tanu rabbana, shaita v'katan shenasu nashim, a shaita or a katan that got married, umesu, and they die, nishasem, p'turim min ha-chalitza min ha-yibum. There's no yibum, there's no chalitza, right? Even in these non-yivamas sugis, the Gemara seems to always throw in a little yivamas. So the halach is that p'turis min ha-chalitza u'min ha-yibum, and the reason is because there's no marriage. So if there's no marriage, then there's no marriage. You don't have to worry about anything. Case at Hoy Yisrael Shabbal Bas Koyin Toicha B'Truma Ibra Loi Toicha. So the Mishnah said that Bas Koyin that was Nivela to Yisrael. So the halacha is she's allowed to eat truma. If she would be married to Yisrael, she wouldn't be allowed to eat truma. But she's only Nivela, so it's not going to be a problem again. Going to Lake Rabbi Lazar, who holds Panei Abala, Pnuy Asua Kizoyna, as a result, it's not going to be a problem. Ibra. However, if she is carrying a child now, then already Loi Toicha. Because an Ubris Paisel, because an Ubris Paisel, at this point, she won't be able to eat. So, Freit the Gemara, even the Ibra Loi Toicha, being that in the event that she's pregnant, that Lacha, she won't be able to eat Truma, then Lachura, she shouldn't be able to eat Truma as soon as the Bia happens. Lecha Shema Ibra. We should be concerned that maybe she's expecting. She just had a Bia Snus. It's possible she's pregnant. Now, she doesn't know. But misafik, freik the Gemara, shouldn't we be chayish that maybe she is? And if she is, she would have an uber that's paisa. So right now already, she shouldn't be able to eat truma. And the Gemara says, I'll support the question. I have a precedent for this. Miloy tnan, didn't we learn in the Mishnah? Now, this Mishnah is le'il daf lamed gimel lamed beis, without even missing pages. Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis in Yavamis is Arba Achen, and this is like in the thick of Arba Achen, and it was one of the hard Gemaras where the Gemara is talking about where there were two brothers that were married and they were married to sisters, and no one remembers which one of the sisters they got married to, and there was a Gansa Maisna. So the Gemara over there says that in the event that they were Nivela to the wrong one, some Afrishan Oisan Gimel Chadashan, they had to separate them for 3 months, Shema Mubarisen, because we're concerned that maybe they were Mubaris. So what do you see from here? You see that if there was a Bia, there's always a Chashash that maybe she's a Mubaris. So freak the Gemara, if she was Nivela to a Zar, even if it's not a Bia's nose, because we don't pass like Rabbi Lazar, but maybe she's a Muberes, and on the tzad that she's a Muberes, she can't eat Truma Misafik. That's why I freak the Gemara. Rabbi Rafuna said, don't shtout so. Over there, the reason we had to separate them for 3 months is because of Avchana. Avchana impacts Yichos. For Yichos, for Avchana, the Chazal v'choshesh. But over here, we're dealing with Achilas Truma. For Achilas Truma, it's not nearly as Chomer. Over here, Loichosh. Freak the Gemara, Truma Loichoshesh. Is that true for Truma when Achai? As if to say, truma is not such a big deal. If a man goes to his wife and he says, I'm giving you a get, I want it to be chal 1 second before I die. This was very common, by the way, right? There's so many cases in Shas, specifically in Masechtas Gittin, where the Gemara talks about cases like this. And the reason it was so prevalent was because of Yevamis, because of what we're learning right now. Because what happened is sometimes the wife would end up being in a because of Yibam situations. But the bottom line is they used to do this a lot, right? She shouldn't have to follow Yibam. But the bottom line is if someone says, she's not letting Truma right away. Because we're afraid that this second is 1 second before he's going to die. There's always a chashash Shema Yomus, and therefore, right now it's a problem. Now, we're being very machmer, right? By assuming that maybe the person's going to die in a minute, that's a chumrah. Obviously, because we take Truma seriously. Oh, so you see we take Truma seriously. So Freit the Gemara, if we take Truma seriously, and there's clearly a reasonable chashash, if there was a bia, that there's a job, a raya, regarding yichus, we're chayash for it, so we should be chayash for Truma. I mean, you're going to tell me Truma we're not so worried about. You see, we are worried about Truma. You see it from the halacha. So Rabbi Afuna said, you're right, you have to say it's a different shot. The Mishnah in Arba Achim was talking about where these two men, they got mixed up with who their wife was. But when they were ba al ishtayim, they did it thinking that they were being ba al nishaseyim. And therefore, in their mind, yeah, there was no problem. They'll have a child. That's right. That made sense. But over here was specifically a bias nus. When it comes to znus loy chashishu, because we assume that a woman that engages in bias nus, she dafka doesn't want to become uberes. She's more careful, and therefore it's not a problem. So the chilik is not yichus versus truma. You're right. We're just as machmer and truma, maybe. The chilik is, was the bia bias nesuin, or was the bia a bias nus? But the Gemara says, one last question. Ubi nesuin mi chashishu? You're telling me then, by nesuin we are chashish, right? But we learned in a brayso, baskoyin she nisusli Yisrael, a baskoyin that was nisusli Yisrael, umeis, and then he died, toiveles, vaycheles, b'chumah l'erev, that locha she's allowed to be toivel, and that night already she's allowed to eat chumah. So baskoyin got married to Yisrael, umeis, that day, mamash, the day they got married, she died. So the halach is Rashi, umeis baylo boy bayoyim, that day he ended up dying. So the halach is she has to be toivel, because of the beer, and then I chalas b'chumah la'erev. At night, she's already allowed to eat chumah. What's the kasha? Why don't we say that maybe she became a muberes? And we're saying now, where we're holding in the cheshbon of the Gemara, for chumah we are concerned. And this was a bias nesuin. I'm Rav Chizra said, Toivelas vaychelas ad arbaan. No, you're right. She can't just eat forever. Up until 40 days she could. And the Gemara says, because mamana shechdi loy miyabra. Because if she didn't get pregnant from this bia, holay miyabra. She's not pregnant anyways. Vi miyabra, what are you worried about? Maybe she's pregnant. Nu ad arbaan maya ba'alma. For the first 40 days, the child is maya ba'alma, doesn't have a din of a child. That uber is not poisel. Meaning it's true and uber is poisel, milacha b'chumah, but not for the first 40 days, because all it is maya ba'alma. Omalei Abaya said, Ihochi oibazoi ema seifa. Take a look at the seifa of that price. So the seifa says, "Hukar ubra b'meyer kheimer kukelus mafre." In the event that she ate truma, and then it turned out that she was mu'beres, because all of a sudden it was hukar ubra. So the halach is lemafreya, she was makalkal all the truma that she ate. Why? I thought for the first 40 days she was allowed to eat lechatchila, wasn't a problem. So why would she makalkal the 40 days? Mar says, "You're right. My mekukelus. What does mekukelus mean? Adar ban. First 40 days is not a problem. Any truma that she ate after day 40, that already if." She later showed signs that she was a muberes. L'mafreya is going to be a problem. XL. So an intense daf, but just to end with one ha'ara that's related to today's daf, a classic meshachachma. And really, this meshachachma has be'etzem very little to do with today's daf. But this is classic Rameir Simcha, where Rameir Simcha is Mimerchak Tavi Lachmoy, and he's discussing one sugya, and he brought a raya from a completely unrelated sugya to what it is he was talking about. So what was Rameir Simcha talking about? He was discussing the well-known Machloikis in Shas regarding Kedusha Rishoyna, Kitcha L'Shaita V'Kitcha L'Asad Lavai, or Kedusha Rishoyna, Kitcha L'Shaita V'Loi Kitcha L'Asad Lavai. Kedusha Shnia, Kitchel a shaita v'kitchel asa lavai, or kedusha shnia kitchel a shaita v'loy kitchel asa lavai. So this topic is a topic that was from the Dvarim Ha'imdim Berumay Shalaylam throughout Shas and come out every single Masechta. It was a machlokes Tana, machlokes Amiram, and they debated this point. So what was really the crux of the question? We know that when the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael in the times of Yeshua ben Nun, they were mekadesh Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael got kedusha. The land was Kaddishly and Chumas and Maestras and Shvias and Arla and Bikurim. And then later, when they built the Beis HaMikdash. So Yerushalayim and Arabayis, and the Beis HaMikdash had a very, very special Kedusha. And the Kedusha really came, Adank, the Oilei Mitzrayim. Yeshua Ben Nun and all the Yidden that entered Eretz Yisrael, they were Mekadesh Eretz Yisrael. And the Tanam had a Sofik. They weren't sure. When Nebuchadnezzar and Nebuzrad and Sarah Tabachim destroyed the Beis HaMikdash and took the Yidden out of the land and sent them into Babel, what happened to the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael? Did Eretz Yisrael maintain its Kedusha even after the Yidden were thrown out of the land, even after the Beis HaMikdash was Charev? Or maybe, as long as the Yidden were there, it had Kedusha. But once they were thrown out of the land, it no longer had Kedusha. Meaning, Kedusha Rishoyin, the Kitcha L'Shaita, the Kitcha L'Asalavi, even after the Yidden were forced out of Eretz Yisrael, or Kedusha Rishoyin, the Kitcha L'Shaita, Abavalai Kitcha L'Asalavi. As soon as the Yidden were thrown out of the land, Eretz Yisrael no longer had Kedusha. The Imtim Tzoloi, Mar Kedusha Rishoyin, the Kitcha L'Shaita, Valoi Kitcha L'Asalavi, the Tanam debated another Shiloh. What about Kedusha Shniyah? When the Yidden went up to Eretz Yisrael for the second time, in the times of Ezra, if Eretz Yisrael had lost its Kedusha, then obviously they had to be Mekadesh Eretz Yisrael since Vetimo. That Kedusha for sure lasted as long as the Yidden were in Eretz Yisrael. But then the Romans destroyed the second Beis HaMikdash. So what happened to Kedusha Shniyah then? What happened when the Yidden were thrown out of the land for the second time? Kedusha Shniyah, Kitcha L'Shaita V'Kitcha La'asad Lavai, or Kedusha Shniyah, Loi Kitcha L'Shaita V'Loi Kitcha La'asad Lavai. L'maisa, the Rambam in Perek Vav, in Hilchas Beis Abchir Paskins, the Rambam says Kedusha Rishoyna Kitcha L'Shaita V'Loi Kitcha La'asad Lavai. The Rambam has a very famous carve-out, and the Rambam says that that's only as it relates to Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Kedushas Yerushalayim Beis HaMikdash is v'pnei Hashchino, and the Rambam says that's Kitcha La'asad Lavai, and that's why the Rambam says Bizman Hazeh, technically, theoretically, makriven, afa pishayim bais. But we're not focusing on that part of the Rambam. The Rambam says, as it relates to Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, Kedusha Rishoyna Kitcha L'Shaita V'loi Kitcha La'asad Lavai. Oh, but Kedusha Shniyah, says the Rambam, that's Kitcha L'Shaita, the Kitcha La'asad Lavai. So the Rambam says, Kedusha Rishoyna Kitcha L'Shaita V'loi Kitcha La'asad Lavai. Kedusha Shniyah is Kitcha L'Shaita V'Kitcha La'asad Lavai. And the Rambam says a very lamdasha hesber, what the difference is between Kedusha Rishoyna Kitcha Shniyah. The Rambam says the whole mahalach of how Eretz Yisrael was Neskadish during the first Kedusha was fundamentally different than the way Eretz Yisrael was Neskadish during the second Kedusha. And that plays a role as to whether the Kedusha would survive the Yidden being in Eretz Yisrael or not survive the Yidden being in Eretz Yisrael. That's the Shita Sarama. So Rameh Simcha Meshach Chachma in Parshas B'Shalach says that Yesh Loimar, an Oimek Pnimi, into the Shita Sarama. What the difference is between Kedusha Rishoyna that's Loi Kitcha La'asad Lavai and Kedusha Shniyah, that's Kitcha La'asad Lavai. Says Rameh Simcha, I'll explain it to you with a mashal. There's a sugya in the end of the seventh parak in Masechtas Yevamos, where the Gemara discusses Barichos, a Kohenes, a Levi of the Yisraelis, that are Nivala to apostle. So the halacha is, they're no longer allowed to eat truma. They're no longer allowed to marry a Kohen. But just to keep it simple, a Kohenes, that's Nivala to apostle, so the halacha is, she's not allowed to eat truma. The Gemara says in Masechtas Bechiris, Daf Nem Zayin Amid Aleph, a Leviya, a Bas Levi, Shenishbis, Oy Shenivala Be'ilaznos, if she was Nivala to apostle, Nois Nalam and Amaiser Ve'ichelis. The halacha is she's allowed to continue to eat Maiser. A Kohen eats Truma. A Levi eats Maiser. If a Kohenes, who's also allowed to eat Truma, because she's a Bas Kohen, is Nivala to apostle, she loses her schos to be able to eat Truma. However, if a Levi, a Bas Levi, is Nivala to apostle, she doesn't lose her ability to be able to eat Maiser. So said Rameir Simcha, what's the Hesber? He said, the Hesber is Pashit. The reason is because Kedushas Kohuna is a much greater Kedusha than Kedushas Leviya. And here's the rule. The more Kadosh something is, the more sensitive it is. And as a result, the more vulnerable it is. The less Kadosh something is, the less sensitive it is, and the less vulnerable it is. Kedushas Kohuna Mitzat Oitzim Kedushasai is so sensitive that in the event that a Kohenes that has Kedushas Kohuna is Nivala to Apostle, it defiles, it's Pagim the Kedusha, and she no longer is able to eat Truma. But Kedushas Leviya is not on that same level. And as a result, it's not so sensitive. So if it's not so sensitive, if Leviya is going to be Nivala to Apostle, the Bias Psul is not going to have the ability to be Poygim or Kedushas Leviyah, and it's for that reason, said Rav Meir Simcha, that's why she's going to be able to continue Din Meisner. So Zokta Meshach Achma, that Kedusha Rishayna was a Kedusha, Kedusha Shniya was a Kedusha. However, the two Kedushas were fundamentally different. The Gemara says in Masechtas Yuma Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis that there were five things that were lacking in the second Beis HaMikdash that the Yidden had in the first Beis HaMikdash. Amongst those five were the Arin, the Shechina. There was no Shechina during Bayis Sheni. Now, of course, there was Shechina. But qualitatively speaking, relative to what the Yidden had during Bayis Rishon, what they had during Bayis Sheni paled in comparison to the point that Chazal said that there was no Shechina during Bayis Sheni. So says Rav Meir Simcha, that's clear, that the Kedusha Rishoyna, which happened al Yidei Shechina, it happened al Yidei Aron, it happened al Yidei Nevi'im, Yeshua Benun, was on a much greater level than the Kedusha Shniyah, which happened in a world where there were no Nevi'im anymore, in a world where there was no Aron, in a world where Chazal said that there was no Shechina. So if that's the case, Kedusha Rishoyna was a much greater Kedusha than was Kedusha Shniyah. That's why Kedusha Rishoyna, as soon as the Babylonians came, and they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, Ubal Vafritzim V'chilalua, they were mechalal the Kedushin to the point that Kedusha Rishon is Kitchel L'Shaita, Aber V'loi Kitchel L'Asalavai. Kedusha Shniyah, says Ramei Simcha, was never on such a madrega. Kedusha Shniyah, because it was a lesser Kedusha, so over there, even though the Goyim came and they defiled it, but at the same time they didn't have the ability to completely destroy it and obliterate it. And for that reason, Kedusha Shniyah is Kitchel L'Shaita V'Kitchel L'Asalavai. In the words of Rav Meir Simcha, Kedusha Rishayna was like Kedusha's Kahuna. Kedusha Shniyah was like Kedusha's Leviyah. And just like Kedusha's Kahuna, Mitzad Oitzen Kedushasai, it's so sensitive, and therefore Nivel al Apostle Dalacha, she's no longer allowed to eat Truma. In that same vein, as soon as the Goyim came and they started prancing on the Beis HaMikdash, it was Mechal of the Ganze Kedusha. And therefore it was like Kitchel Asalavai. Oh, but Bayis Sheni was Kedusha's Leviyah. Kedusha's Leviyah is not as sensitive. A Leviyah could be Nivel to Apostle, and the Gemara says, she's allowed to continue to be Meiser. Why? Because her whole Kedusha in the first place wasn't so stark. And as a result, it's not so sensitive to Tumah. So Zokra Meir Simcha, Bayis Sheni was Kedusha's Leviyah. And because it was Kedusha's Leviyah, so it's for that reason it was less sensitive, and that's why it was Kitcha L'Shaita, and it was Kitcha L'Asalavai. Rav Meir Simcha, in this shtickle, says a second nusach. In this vart, a little bit of a deeper nosach, ayin sham, but this is the vart of Rav Meir Simcha. Rav Meir Simcha says there's a fundamental difference between Kedusha's Kohuna and between Kedusha's Leviyah. And because of this fundamental difference, it's for that reason that a Kohenis that's nivelo to apostle, she's not allowed to eat truma, but a Leviyah that's nivelo to apostle is allowed to eat meiser. And the reason comes from the fact that a Kohenis has much more Kedusha, and because she has much more Kedusha, so it's for that reason she's much more sensitive, as opposed to a Leviyah who has less Kedusha, and because she has less Kedusha, so it's for that reason less sensitive. But the bottom line is a fundamental difference between Kedusha's Kohuna and between Kedusha's Leviyah. The emes is that you find a very obvious chilek between Kohanim and Leviim, which I think brings out this point very, very stark. And that is, the Kohanim eat Truma, the Leviim eat Meiser. Truma is Kodesh. In fact, the third parak in Masechtas Chagiga, a hard parak, is Chaymer B'Kodesh Mi B'Truma, where we compare and contrast Truma and Kachem, because Truma is a Kachem the Ge'inyan. A Zor is not allowed to eat Truma. If a Zor eats Truma, he's Chayiv Misa Bidei Shamayim. You have to pay a Karen and a Chaymish. A Levi eats Meiser. Meiser is Chulin. Meiser, a Zor is allowed to eat. Meiser doesn't have the restrictions that Truma has. Truma is the Oichel of a Kayin. Meiser is the Oichel of a Levi. Truma is Meichel Kayidish, as opposed to Meiser, which is really Meichel Chulin. And I think that brings out very, very strongly the fundamental difference between the Kayin and the Levi. The Kayin is more Kaddish, and because he's more Kaddish, his Meichel is Lechem Melekim. It's Truma, as opposed to the Levi, who really is not nearly on that level of Kedusha. And because he's not nearly on that level of Kedusha, so it's for that reason, his Meichel is Meiser, which be a Emes is, the Chassam Sofer, in Chasam Sofer Al HaTorah, and this is in Parshas Korach. So he makes the same exact observation. The observation that Truma, you see, is Meichel Kodesh, as opposed to Meiser is Meiser, which is only Chulin. But he says such a beautiful Nusach to bring out the point. That is, the Gemara says, in Masechtis, Nedorim Daf Lamed Hei Yomid Beis, a classic, Ibo Yeluhu, Hanu Kahani, Kehanim Datu Avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, Shluche Di Dan Hava, or Shluche Di Shmaya. When a Kohen brings a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash, he's acting as a shliach of the tzibur, right? But who sent them, right? Who's he working for? Is he shlucha didan? He's working for the Bnei Yisrael? Or is he shlucha d'shmaya? Is he working for the Eibishta? Says the Gemara, l'may nafkemina, what difference does it make if he's shlucha didan or if he's shlucha d'shmaya? The Gemara says, I'll tell you nafkemina, l'mudra no. Let's say Yid came to the Beis HaMikdash, he wants to bring a carbon. It just so happens that he made a neder that he's not going to have any hana from this kohen. If he's considered shlucha didan hamahani leva aser, then this kohen would not be able to bring the carbon on his behalf. However, if the kohen is not really working for the person that's bringing the carbon, he's working for the Eibishta, so then already it's not going to be an issue. So the Gemara says, "My," and there's a whole bunch of toshmas, and the Gemara leaves this question without being poshted. However, there's another Gemara in Shas where the Gemara is poshted the shayla. It's a Gemara in Kedushin Daf Chav Gimel Amid Beis. Says the Gemara, "Amar Afuna Bereid Rav Yeshua, Hanukkah Hani Shlucha de Rachmana Ninu." The kayanim ashlucha de rachmano. Why it is? Because if you're going to tell me that shlucha didan, miyikamidi danan loy matzino navdina ve'inu matzi avdi, how is it possible that Yid can make a kohen a shliach to do the avoid of him? The most basic rule in the world of shlichas is you can't make a shliach to do something for you if you yourself can't do it. And from the fact that the kohanim do the avoid for non-kohanim the Beis HaMikdash, something that a non-kohen would himself not be able to do, so that's the right that what the kohanim do the avoid, they're not acting as shlucha didan, but rather they're acting as shlucha derachmano. They're acting as shlucha deshma. In other words, the Gemara in Kedushin Chav Gimel Amid Beis is poshet the Gemara's ibaya in a Darim Lam and Heim at Beis, and the Gemara comes out that Haniki Hanim a Shluche Dishmaya. Zok the Hilge Chsam Soifer. That this that the Gemara came out, that the Kohanim a Shluche Dishmaya, that's only regarding the Kohanim. Oh, but the Leviim he said a Shluche Didan. And said the Chsam Soifer, that's why Truma is Michael Kodesh and Meister is really Michael Chulin. Truma is Michael Kodesh because who's paying the Kohanim? The people the Kayanim are working for. Who's the Kayanim working for? He's Shlucha Deshmaya. An Arbit Fader Bashefer. He's working from the Eibishter. The Eibishter is paying. When the Eibishter tzols, he tzols in his currency. The Eibishter's currency is Kachin. And that's why Truma has Kedusha. But the Levi are Shlucha Didan, said the Chsam Sofer. And because the Leviim are Shlucha Didan, so they're getting paid by us. What's our currency? Our currency is Chulin. And being that our currency is Chulin, therefore, the Truma that they eat is God. Therefore, the maisen that they eat is really maisen chulin. Says the Chasam Sofer that the emes is, it's a mefurish pasuk. It's a pasuk in the Torah. It's in Mafter and Parshas Korach. The pasuk says, we're talking to the Kohanim, to Leviim. From Marta Aleim, Barim Chemes Chelba Mimenu, Finech Shavla Leviim, Kitrumas Goyrim, Mukutuas Yokev. So we're talking about maisen and we're talking to the Leviim. Says the Torah, talking to the Levi, Vachalta Moisnei Bechol Makon. You can eat your maaser wherever you want. Atem, you, uveischem, and your bnei bayis, ki socher hu lochem, because this is a reward for you, chelef avoidaschem ba'oyol mayin, in exchange for everything that you do in the oyol mayin. Zokt Rashi. What does it mean, vachalta moisei b'chol makoim? Three words. Afilu bebeis akfaris. The pasuk says that the levi's allowed to eat his maaser, even in the beis akfaris. Chiddush nifla. You want to bring out the point that maaser is different than truma? Meister can be eaten, afilu bebeis akvaris. So what's the pasuk saying? Vachalte moisei b'chol makom. The Levi, you get meister, you can eat it b'chol makom. You can even eat it in the beis akvaris. You know what the point is? It's regular chulin. Why? Ki socharu lachem. Because all it is, it's payment. Chelav avidaschem b'ayol mayid. Because of the work that you're doing in the ayol mayid. Meaning you're working in the ayol mayid, you're doing a job, and you're getting paid for the job that you're doing. And being that that's all that it is, v'chal t'mayis v'chal mokim, this is something that you'll be able to eat wherever you want to eat. And the Chasam Sofer continues, Kedarki Bakoidish. And he says that if you look in the Psukim, you'll see that it's clear the Torah says that the Levim were meant to work for who? They were meant to work for Klal Yisrael. In the beginning of Parashas Korach. Right in the beginning when Korach starts his rebellion. So there's a few Psukim over there that talk about the Kayanim and the Levim. So Moshe tells Korach, Shimon Abnei Levi, Hez Herzu Bnei Levi, right? We're talking to you. Hama'at Mikem, what is it? Nothing. Kihivdel Elikei Yisrael Eschem Me'adas Yisrael Lahakriv Eschem Elov. What? It's nothing? You're like belittling what you have? You've been kafui toiv? Think about it. You were separated. You were separated from Adas Yisrael, from all the rest of the Yidden. Lahakriv Eschem Elov. For you to be in front of Hashem. To do what? Lavoid es avoidus mishkan Hashem, to do the avoido, v'lamoid lefnei ha'edo, and to stand in front of the Eidon, in front of Klal Yisrael, l'sharsam, to work for them. You're working for Klal Yisrael. That's what the Levim were working for. They're working for Klal Yisrael. In Parshas Midbar, Bamidbar, right in the beginning where we talk about the Levim, v'idabre Hashem ha'moshe lemar, hakrev es matei Levi, v'amadeta oisai lefnei ha'harin, take Levi, put him in front of a Aharon HaKoyim, v'sharsu oisai. And their job should be, they should facilitate. They should help Aharon HaKohen do whatever he needs to do. V'shamru es mishmartoi, v'es mishmeres kol ha'ed, l'fnei oyel moed, l'avid es mishkan Hashem. V'shamru es kol ha'el moed, v'es mishmeres b'nei Yisrael, l'avid es avoides ha'mishkan, v'nosato es ha'levim la'haroim u'levonov. You should give the levim to Aharon u'levonov. Nesunim, nesunim, heim aloi. They're given to Aharon. From who? Me'es b'nei Yisrael. From the b'nei Yisrael. In other words, Klal Yisrael had a responsibility to help out in the Mishkan. They had a responsibility to make the job of Aharon HaKohen and his sons feasible. So what did they do? They had to appoint people. Who did they appoint? Sheva Levi. Sheva Levi had Kedusha, and therefore Sheva Levi is the one that's going to do this. Oh, but the Nosatos Alevim Laharon Ulevanov Nisunim Nisunim Hei Maloi Me'es B'nei Yisrael. That's what their job is. So he says the Kohanim Ashlucha Derachmana, like the Gemara says in Kedusha Chav Gimel Amadeis, because the Shlucha Der Shmaya, so therefore the food that they get chelav avodasam is coming from the Eibishta. Oh, it's coming from the Eibishta. Therefore, Truma has kedusha, as opposed to the Levim said the Chasam Sofer shlucha didan, because they're shlucha didan. So it's for that reason the ma'isa that they get is really chulin, because we're the ones that are paying them. If we're the ones that are paying them, so it's for that reason it's going to end up being chulin. But the emes is there's one more Chasam Sofer on this topic, and that is in Teres Moshe. And it's in Parshas Ekev. The Chasam Sofer over there asks a kasha. He asks that the psukim over there are the beginning of Mishnah Torah, and Moshe Rabbeinu is recounting all the events that happened in the Midbar. So listen to this. It says in the pasuk, "Va'eif ubnei Yisrael nasu mi be'erois bnei Yakom Moisera sham meisa Haran." That's where Haran Akoyim passed away. Vayikover Sham, he was buried there. Vayichayin Elazar b'noy tachtav. Then Elazar became the next Kohen Gadol. Misham nasu hagud goyda, umin hagud goyda yatfasa, eretz nachle mayim. Says the Pasuk, but Isahi at that time, Hivdil Hashem es Shevet Alevi. Shevet Levi was separated. Losseis es Arim bris Hashem, lamu lefnei Hashem, l'sharsoi, ulevarich b'shmoi, adayoy mazeh. So the Pasuk says, Aharon HaKohen passed away. And Bo'eis Nahi, at that time, Hivdol Hashem HaShevet Levi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mavdol Shevet Levi. Freik Rashi in Chumash, Abom B'Kasha. Shevet Levi was separated after Aharon HaKohen passed away? Aharon HaKohen passed away at the end, right before the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael, after 40 years of being in the Midbar. Shevet Levi was separated when? When Hashem said, Mi L'Hashem Eilai, and this happened after the Chet HaEgel. It happened 40 years earlier. So what do you mean, Be'eis Ahi, Hivdol Hashem HaShevet Levi? So Rashi says, Enochi Nami, and really this Pasuk is out of order. And really, Be'eis Ahi is Musav Le'inyan HaRishoy. He says it's completely out of context. This Pasuk is really going several Pesukim earlier, where the Pasuk mentioned the Chet HaEgel. Over there was Be'eis Ahi. For whatever reason, we were mafsik with Misa Zaharan. But Rashi says, Pashup Shan in the Pasuk is Musaf Le'inyan Arishan. Or Bezok Tehelik Echsam Soifer. That Lulei de Mistafina, I would say, Ein Mikra Yoitza Midei Pshutai. And if it says in the Torah, Be'ei Sahi Hivdol Hashem HaShevet Levi, after Misa Zaharan, Zoysay Meres, after Misa Zaharan, Abishal was Mavdol Levi. I was Mavdol Levi already 40 years earlier. The Levim were the Levim throughout the years in the Midbar. So what do you mean, Be'ei Sahi Hivdol? Feist Doistu with two Avdolas. Feistois, it happened twice. There was a Havdalah for Shevet Levi that happened after the Chet HaEgel, and then there was another Havdalah for Shevet Levi that happened after the Misa Zaharan. It's klar, as I state in Psukim. If that's the case, stopping up Taichin. What was the second Avdalah? If you had already a first Avdalah, what do you need a second Avdalah? Zochtach Sam Seifer, Venera. That it's more in the Gemara that the Kehanim was Shlucha de Rachmana. Shlucha de Shmai. Oh, but the Levim are really only Shlucha de Dan. He says, Yesh Shlaima, that was true with the original Havdalah of the Levim. And it's true for the 40 years that the Yidim were in the Midbar. All they were was Shlucha de Dan. But you know what happened after Misaharoin? There, the Ebishter was Mavdal Shevet Alevi. Listen to the Psukim. Losei says Aaron Bris Hashem, to carry the Aaron. Lamoid. L'shnei Hashem, to stand in front of the Eibishter. L'sharsoi, to serve the Eibishter. U'levarech b'shmoi ad ayoyim hazeh. Now they're not only going to be there to help the Kayanim do their job. They're not only going to be there, chelef avidosam, oh, Klai Yisrael needs to help the Kayanim. They are not going to do it themselves. They're going to appoint one shaven, one sect from within Klai Yisrael is going to have this responsibility. No, now we're ready. Miret tishprach from Kayanim. Lamoy lefnei Hashem. L'sharsoy. Ulevarich b'shmoy adayim hazeh. Mamish hazoy v'de Kayanim. You know what happened? The first Havdalah, they were shluchei didan. The second Havdalah, said the Chasam Sofer, now already they became Shlucha D'Shmai. Now the first Havdalah was Shlucha D'Dan, so therefore they would always be Shlucha D'Dan. But be aside, later there was a second Havdalah. And because there was a second Havdalah, now already they became Shlucha D'Shmai as well. Abazok Chasam Sofer, what happened? Aharon passed away. Shom Mesa Aharon, Be'isahi Hivdal Hashem Hashem Levi. After the Chet Egel, we know what happened. Mila Hashem Eli, there was one nation that didn't worship the Egel, and that was Levi. And because they didn't worship the Egel, they were Zoicha. But what happened over here? Shom Mei Saharin, and because of Misa Saharin, Ba'esahi Hivdol Hashem Hashem Levi, says Zoktach Sam Sofer, it's a Mefurish Rashi. Rashi says that Ubnei Yishom Mei Saharin. Says Rashi, Kishamei Saharin, Bahor Hahar, Lesoif Arboim Shonov, and Nestalka Anani Akovet. We know after Aaron passed away, the Anani Akovet went away. And Yirasam Lochemi Melchemes Melech Arad. So what happened? We know the Yidden got very, very scared. They were very afraid of everything that was happening because they knew that Anani Akovet always protected them. And now that they lost Anani Akovet because of Misaharin, so they got scared. So what did they do? Nesatem Roish, they came together and they said, Lachzol Mitzrayim, let's go back to Mitzrayim. This is a Rashi and Chumash that we might have missed. The rest of the story. V'chazartem l'achay reichem. They didn't start going back. They actually started going back. And they went shmoina masois. They went 8 masois, right? The whole Midbar was 40-something masois. They went back 8 masois. Ad b'nei Yakon. They went until b'nei Yakon. U'misham l'maysera. Sham nilchemu lachem b'nei Levi. What happened was the b'nei Levi came, and the b'nei Levi told the Yid, and he says, no, we're making a mistake. Chevra, let's go back. This is not a mahalach. You're going back to Mitzrayim, and they came, and they were mechazik them, zok Rashi, ad shechziru eschem b'derech hazaraschem. U'misham chazartem hagud goido, u'char hagid goid. He says, you know what happened? Levi came and they saw that the Yidden were falling and they were mamish having a Yerida Nifla. They're on their way back to Mitzrayim. And the Leviim came and they were the ones that saved the day. They were mechazik the Yidden, they were makariv the Yidden. They brought them back. Says the Chasam Sofer, when the Leviim showed that they were going to be moiser nefesh for Klal Yisrael, for the ruchnius of Klal Yisrael, that they're going to bring the Yidden back, that's when they were zoicha to a second Avdalah. But Esai, Hivdal Hashem, Eshevet Levi. Now you're going to be on the ranks of the Kohanim. And now all of a sudden, you're not just there to help the Kohen do his job. What's the oimik? The oimik is because the Chasam Sofer says throughout his Svarim that the ikur job of the Kohen wasn't to do the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. The ikur job of the Kohen was Yoyre Mishpatecha LeYakov V'Sayrosch LeYisrael. That was the job of the Levi. That was the job of the Kohanim. The Kohanim were V'Rabim Heshev Me'ovoin. That was the job of the Kohen. And that's ultimately why the Kohen is Shlucha D'Rachmano. The Kohen is Shlucha D'Rachmano Pasha because he does the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. The Eibush sent him. But in a deeper level, the reason the Kohen is Shlucha Rachmana is because his real tachlis is Yoyre Mishpatecha LeYakov V'Sayrosch LeYisrael. And when the Levi showed that they were going to take a chelik in that avodas hakodesh of a rabbin heishiv, it's not me, it's all the Chasam Sofer, of a rabbin heishiv me'avoy, so at that point they said, ich bin eichet vi the kohanim, and the kohanim shluchad rachmana, they too became shluchad rachmana. Just had one hergish, and we'll end with this. And that is, we've mentioned in the past so much about this idea of Yoreh Mishpatech LeYaakov, and that's the Ikra Tachlis of the Kohen. But one of the Maror Mekoyimis that we've said is, we mentioned a quote once from one of the Megarshei Svarad, who wrote a Pirush on Pirkei Avos. He was talking about Aharon HaKohen. Aharon HaKohen was Oyev Shalom, Veroidev Shalom, Oyev Es HaBriyos, U'mekarvan L'Torah, which really was the Avodah of Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu was Vanefesh HaShe'asa B'charen. And he says a Lashon, he says a line. He says that the Avodah of Aharon HaKohen, he's the Kohen Gadol. But really, the Ikar Avodah of Aharon HaKohen, like the Mishnah says, Oyev Es HaBriyos, U'mekarvan L'Torah, is the same Avodah of Avram Avinu. And then he says, in fact, Ein Bein, Avram Avinu l'Aharon HaKohen el Shmoyna Begadim Bovad. The whole difference is the Shmoyna Begadim. And he says, Remez L'davar, Avram is Begematria 248, and Aharon is Begematria 256, and the difference is 8, and that's a Remez, that Ein Bein Avram Avinu l'Aharon HaKohen el Shmoyna Begadim Bovad. But maybe Rashi says that after this Maisa, after Aharon HaKohen passed away, they didn't got scared. They got so scared they started going back. And Rashi tells us how far back they went. You know how far back they went? They went back 8 Masois. And you know what happened? The Levim came and they brought them back those 8 Masois. Those 8 Masois, that's Midosei Shel Aharon HaKohen. That's Ein Bein Avram Avinu L'Aharon El Shmoyna Begadim Levad. And by doing that, they showed that they're tapped into the Avoid of a Kohen. The Kohen is V'Rabim Heshem Me'Avoin Ki Malach Hashem Tzfokis. Again, this is Divrei Kotcher Shalach Sam Sofer. And he says, if that's the case, now they were Zoicha to go from simply being Shluchad Idan to already being Shluchad Rachmana.